Ansarullah fighters have made significant gains against al-Qaeda militants and remnants of the former regime, despite Saudi-led airstrikes in the Arab country. Fighters and allied forces took control of the city of Attaq in Shabwa province after days of clashes. They took control of government and police installations and raised their flag above the city's airbase, which was earlier hit by Saudi-led warplanes. Saudi-led warplanes also reportedly pounded Yemen's defense ministry building in the center of Sana'a. The country's elite Republican guards in the Fajj Atan Hill area in the south of the capital and a base for Republican guards have also been hit. Saudi-led warplanes have been pounding Yemen since the 26th of March. To discuss that further, I'm joined by Professor Lawrence Davidson, who is a professor at Westchester University, and he is joining us live now via Skype from Pennsylvania. Professor Davidson, thanks for joining us here on Press TV. How do you feel about this latest news and of significant gains made by Ansarullah fighters, even though the Saudis have been attacking this country for 2 weeks? Quite an embarrassment almost for the Saudis, isn't it?
One would think so, but I wouldn't put... I wouldn't put too much store in these gains, because I think that what we're seeing is the prelude to a ground invasion. Now, I don't think that this ground invasion is going to ultimately succeed in Yemen, and it might quite well boomerang back on the Saudis as you get... anti-Saudi fighters crossing the border northward into Saudi Arabia. I think that's a possibility, but I think they will in fact try to invade Yemen, because what this latest gain show is that airstrikes, even though it destroys the country and its infrastructure, can't secure the type of stability under a pro-Saudi regime that Riyadh really wants.
So are you saying that at some point, Professor, that the Saudis will have to admit defeat almost and go towards dialogue then?
Well, eventually, but we don't know how long that will take. And I'm absolutely sure that Yemen is going to be totally ruined by the time that happens. Which may, in fact, be the one of the goals of the Saudi Arabians anyway, is to essentially reduce the country to ruination.
But then, Professor, just as a final point, certainly were the country right on its border, and if you say that is the goal to ruin it, certainly that will all come back to haunt the Saudis, won't it?
Well. Yes, I mean, I agree with that possibility. However, I mean, a really ruined country is a country of anarchy. And I guess the assumption is that if you can't control it, you then just, create the kind of situation where they just kill each other within their borders and don't really bother you very much at all. I mean, this is a policy, this policy of destroying countries is actually a policy that the Americans play with sometimes as well. So maybe the Saudis are taking a page out of the American book here.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that. But as Professor, as always, we do, of course, appreciate your insight. That was Professor Lawrence Davidson of Westchester University, who is speaking to us live from Pennsylvania.